Blog Talk Radio.
Happen with him. Amen. The song says, this moment belongs to you. He can change your whole life. Anything can happen with Jesus. Again, we praise the Lord tonight, for he is good. We're welcoming everyone on Faith Ambassadors, Staying on Purpose broadcast with Apostle Daniel Carter and the Faith Ambassador Church family. Again, we welcome you tonight for tuning in. People all over the world, we just want to tell you thank you, thank you. Truly, tonight we give honor to our Lord and Savior. We give honor to Apostle Carter and all the other members of clergy tonight that tune in and listen. We give honor to Bonnie tonight. We just thank God for each and every one of you. This is your moment. This is your day. This is your time that's appointed just for you, because tonight is going to be awesome again, as it always is. So, hey, let's just pray. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you tonight, Lord. We want to tell you thank you for today. Thank you, God, for being so good to us, Lord. Lord God, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. Father, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come on this broadcast, Lord, with people listening all over the world, Lord. Someone needs to hear a rhema word from you, oh God. And, Father, we just bless you tonight, Lord, that they open their mind, that people open their hearts and get ready to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to them tonight. Thank you, oh God, again, for just allowing us, dear God, this opportunity to be on this broadcast. Amen. Tonight,
you,
our scripture reading will be coming from Brother Dingle. Brother Dingle, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Dingle? Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Would you just give us the word tonight as it is written?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Tonight's scripture comes from Psalm 91. I'm just going to read the whole psalm.
Praise
he that
Lord.
Dwelleth in the secret, amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all his ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou bash their foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample on their feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name, faithfully believing. Amen.
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 We thank God for the word tonight. Amen. For it is written. It is written in Psalms 91 when he tells us about God's protection in the midst of danger. You know, God doesn't promise a world free from danger. He doesn't promise that. But he does promise us his help when we face danger. So, Brother Daniel, we thank you so much for that word tonight. For truly, we accept it in our hearts, and we know that it will give us strength to go from day to day. Amen. Amen. Again,
amen.
I'm Pastor Effie Hilton, and we are elated to be here on this broadcast tonight. Before we go any further, we have a question of the week. Amen. And I know our apostle is on the line. Can I hear you, apostle?
I'm here.
Amen. So we have a question of the week, and at this time we will have that question of the week. And let's see what it is. Praise the Lord. Y'all praying for me? Good.
We praying. Yeah.
Good. Good. 1 second. Praise the Lord. Okay. All righty. And the question is, Apostle, I'm an agnostic. I do believe the different gods exist, and I also have my tarot cards read monthly. All those predictions come true exactly as the palm reader, Ellie, said. I stumbled onto your show a few months ago. I might say you are the only Christian I have almost believed. Ellie, who is my palm reader, says, you are a dangerous man. I want to understand, why do Christians believe in a man that Greeks have made a demigod? So, you need me to read it again?
Please do.
Okay. Apostle, I am an agnostic. I do believe the different gods exist, and I also have my tarot cards read monthly. All those predictions come true exactly as the palm reader Ellie says. I stumbled into your show a few months ago. I might say you are the only Christian I have almost believed. Ellie, my tarot reader, says, You are a dangerous man. I want to understand, why do Christians believe in a man that Greeks have made a demigod?
Okay. Thank you for your question, brother, and I'm so sorry that you have chosen the path of most resistance. As an agnostic and a person who has devoted his life to ignorance of the Word of God, it is a normal and standard belief system that will take you to hell. The thing about being an agnostic is that you tutor on your belief system and you are in between the ideas of the Word of God and whether it's real or whether it's not, or whether there is an existence of God and whether he is and he or whether he is not. you are led by, I'm led by the Holy Ghost to let you know you're lying to yourself, first of all. And I want you to understand that Jesus has declared that there will come a day where every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. I want you to also understand that, and don't just listen to my words as a word of, you know, some preacher speaking to you. I want you to understand the rhythm and the spirit of which I'm speaking to you in, and I want you to gather from your mind what your heart has been trying to get you to get for the months that you said that you've been listening to this broadcast. What you've been hearing is not a man. You've been listening through a man, but you have been hearing the spirit and the voice of God. And he has been ministering to your heart because he draws us in. And he's been
Amen.
Trying to draw you in. And I want you
Amen.
To understand that the ignorance of not believing is just really the normal standard, and it's why we're a peculiar people, and why we're called a chosen generation, and why God has elected you to be a part of coming into this knowledge and this truth. Ellie is right. I am a dangerous man. I'm a dangerous man of God, and I fear her not. And I plead the word and the blood of Jesus against her. She has satanic authority over you, and she has been exercising that spirit over you because surely the devil, he does know some things. He has some operation over some things. He has some ability to do some things, and he has the power in this earth to give you some things, but he is absolutely powerless against the power of God. I want you to understand how serious this is, and I know that Ellie or whoever she is has also been listening to me, and I want you to understand that she fears the word of God in my life, on my life. So I want you to understand why she calls me dangerous. She calls me dangerous because I teach the truth. She calls me dangerous because I stand against what she stands for. I'm against her Lord. I'm against the devil. So she has no choice because she makes her money from you. So she has no choice but to hate
Amen.
On me because I represent everything that's contrary to what she's trying to teach you. On the other side of it, you're saying that why do we as Christians worship or recognize Jesus, and you called him a demigod? And that's actually a very good question. It's not a foolish or stupid question. It's a relevant question, and I want to help you with it. First of all, Jesus was not a demigod. He was just like Buddha or anything else. He was made something by man that he never purported to be. He was a man in the earth. He was a blood carrying, eating man, and he cried and he was tormented just like any other man that is in this human experience. However, he is not a demigod, because in order for him to be a demigod, he would have had to operate as a God figure in the earth, and that's not what he did. He operates in the same power that I operate from, or any other man of God or woman of God operates from, any other Christian operates from. The brother read to you that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the authority that Jesus himself operated in. And God was Amen. Proud of him, and God used him, and God was his father, and God allowed him to come into this world to rescue us, because man had become so chaotic and so messed up in his ways of thinking and living and being, that he had to come to straighten out the affairs of the world so that the kingdom of God could come back together the way God initially intended it for in the book of Genesis, when God created the heaven and the earth. So he came from that purpose. Now he is not a man anymore. He's no longer a man now. He lived, he died, and he rose again. And when he rose again, he rose again in power with God. God initiated in 1 Corinthians 15:23 and Hebrews chapters 1 through 4. God gave him a higher authority and a position in the earth and a responsibility over the earth, and has made him God for us. He has become for us what we understood, because we were able to see him. We were able to recognize him, and we were able to recognize his rising above the circumstances of humanity and falling into the hands of God and trusting God in every area of his life, to the point where he submitted in every way, even to the point of death, even to the point of forgiving his own people that turned their backs on him. He died, and he went through the most suffrage death. Not because he had to. He lets us know that because of his relationship with God, he could have called down 10,000 legions of angels. Yeah. Over 100,000 angels could have come to defend him. And this is important, brother, and the Holy Ghost told me your name is John, so I'm going to call you by your name. This is important, John, because you've got to understand that we have this same ability and authority to call on God, and he sends us the help that we need through the angels that operate for us. Everybody's got angels assigned to them, and God is saying that here, that you have to understand, Brother John, and I know I'm not wrong, because I know what I heard in the Holy Ghost. What the Lord wants to do for you is to give you a place with him where you can call on him and you can become and do the things that Jesus did. Will you walk on water? I don't know. I doubt it. But, dude, can I walk on water? No. I can swim in it, but I can't walk in it. But I want you to understand that there are some limitations to us because of our faith. Jesus was without any limitations in faith. He did not allow himself to become limited in faith. He had come to know God, and he had tasted and that relationship with God, and he would not allow that relationship to be diminished based on what he saw. So many of us, even me, I look at situations and I can get discouraged, and I look at religion and I can become discouraged. But when he looked at it, he saw it as the reason that he came. And so many of us miss out on why we are here. Why are we sent into this earth? I want to let you know that you're sent into this earth, and you're not an agnostic for a reason, for no reason. You're that so that when God saves you and he begins to save your family and he begins to save your son, and I believe you got a son that is sick with something in his left leg and his left ankle. There is an issue with your son, that the Lord is going to heal, and he's going to do it not because you deserve it. He's going to do it to prove himself to you, and that's what Jesus came to do. He came to prove us God. He wanted to show us God, and he wanted to show us the love of God. He came in love, and the people came in hate. He came to love and feed the people, not just with food that could reach in their belly, but food that could touch their souls. He taught us how to pray, and he told us, you know, that this is how you go. And he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven," and he broke that thing down for us so that we could even know how to pray. So he came to put things back in order, because we were in such a chaotic state of disorder. So, young man, I just want you to understand that you have not just stumbled onto this broadcast. You have been called to this broadcast, and you're here for a reason. Pastor Hilton, did I miss anything, or did you want to add to this or what I'm saying? Because I didn't see the question myself.
Right. Well, no, sir, you didn't miss anything, but I do want to share with the listeners who do not know what agnostic is. Agnostic is a doubter. That's a challenger, an unbeliever. So that's what he's saying, that he is, he's an unbeliever. He's faithless. Mm. And for the other word, demigod, why do people respect a demigod or worship a demigod? Which demigod, he was talking about Jesus, as you said. And demigod means a man who is greatly admired or respected. So just wanted to be sure the listeners knew what those words were. And thank you very much. You couldn't have answered it any better. And you're right, Ellie, he is a man. He is a dangerous man. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and in the Greek mythology, demigods were men and God. They were both men and God, and these demigods were like Hercules. Hercules in our schooling, we've learned this in school, that Hercules was a demigod, and he was one who had the strength and the ability of God. You couldn't kill him. Achilles was a demigod, the son of a god. Jesus, of course, was not a demigod. Jesus was the actual son of God. And the Bible says that in him, everything became. Everything, he was there from the beginning. This, we're not talking about a demigod. We're talking about the manifestation of God in the earth through a man to show us what we can be. And I'm gonna say one very important thing. When you hear people making him into a demigod while he was in the earth, or a demigod in any way, when you're doing that, what you're doing is you're giving people excuses to live in sin. Because if Jesus did not have a choice, he had a choice to whether or not he would live a holy life. He had a choice. He chose to live holy. He chose to submit to his Father. He chose to believe in God. He chose to honor God. He chose to do what was right. He chose to even suffer on the cross for us. He chose that. So he didn't want to do certain things, but he chose to be obedient to the reason and the purpose that he came into the earth in the very first place. So, Brother John, I pray for you. I pray that God would heal your mind and your heart from this spirit of doubt, and that he would deliver you from Ellie and every other tarot card carrying demon and everything else that the enemy has planted in your life to continue to distract you from the truth. I bind these things up in the name of Jesus, and I speak the kingdom of God over you, and your son will be healed in Jesus' name. I'm looking for that same email that you will testify to a couple of things. One, that your name is John. Two, I haven't even seen your email. I don't know nothing about you. I've never seen anything about you, but your name is John. I know that by the Spirit of the Lord, and I know it's the truth. And I know that your son is going to be healed, and I know that God is calling you to become a Christian. So with these things said, Pastor Effie is back in your hands. What are we doing?
Amen. We just thank you for how you answered that question tonight. And the word in itself is power. And thank you for praying for John. And we also stand in agreement, amen, that the Lord will give him a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. Amen. Guess what?
Amen.
It's time for the word. It's time for the word. Anybody ready for the word? It is now time. At this time, though, we would like to ask you if you're online and you tune in to just click on the link or whatever and share this broadcast with someone. Invite others in because we are about to hear from God. We're about to get a rhema word, and this word has your name on it. So invite your mama, invite your cousin, invite your friends, invite your aunties. Guess what? Even invite your enemies. So guess what? Mm. After this song, the next voice you will hear is that of one who is very, very powerful, man. One who I call my son. Amen. Bishop Daniel Carter.
Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this, come on. Here we go, next.
The angels come at the call of you. The darkness gives way to the light for you.
Come on!
Tony, no better to put that song on before I preach. He know I can't. He know what that song is. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight for everybody under the sound of my voice. I thank God for each and every one of you who are listening to us on tonight. I thank God for all of you believers all over the world that the Lord is ministering to through this broadcast. I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, I want you to understand something. I was born to serve you. I was born to be your minister. And without you, there would be no need for me. I have made too many mistakes in my life to not be able to understand the purpose in which I've come, because every time I've fallen short of the glory of God, the glory of God brings me right back to where God has called me to be. So I thank God for multiple years that the Lord has kept me, multiple years that I should have been dead, should have been gone, should have been destroyed a long time ago. But I've always kept sacred in my heart the Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank God for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, to all of the multiple prisons that have allowed us to come into your ears tonight, and to all of the rehab centers and the elderly centers that have joined with us tonight. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for all of you who have a speaker put in your living room. And I was told that we have a live broadcast in Africa where you're 5 hours ahead of us, but you're still listening to the Word of God. So in a live under your speaker audience, I thank God for all of you there in Ghana who are listening to us tonight from Cherish the Word. I praise God for you there, and I thank God for all of you, all of the ministers of the gospel, no matter what your respective places are. I thank God for all of you. And to the host of this evening's broadcast, the Honorable Pastor Effie Hilton, I thank God for her, the woman of God, my mother, being with us on tonight and helping us on tonight, and being a concrete balance for me, you know, in times like what I'm going through. You need somebody who can give you some direction and some wisdom and some understanding without judging you. So I thank God for the woman of God who has been a good compass for me to help the Holy Ghost where I've been hard-headed. So I thank God for the woman of God watching my back and holding me down and keeping me abreast on walking holy. I thank God for the elevation that the broadcast is doing. We are entering into a new season and a new phase. We're going back into some things. We can't call ourselves respectively the faith ambassadors without dealing with the state of being an ambassador. So many of us are broke, busted, disgusted, spiritually needing adjustment, and we just want you to understand tonight that you're not alone. We want you to understand tonight that there is help. We want you to understand tonight that you are not struggling or suffering, even financially, by yourself. We want to help you. And on Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m., I have a new class beginning on Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. On this broadcast for financial freedom. We're going to be teaching principles of financial freedom on that broadcast. So you have 30 minutes, maybe 45, but it's Saturday morning, and we want to have my good friend. I've been friends with him for some 35 years, and he is going to be with me on Saturday morning. You don't want to miss meeting this entrepreneur, this man of God. Raj has been a blessing to many people. He is a marketing capitalizer. He is a network specialist. He has been successful in helping people to turn their financial status around. You do not want to miss these important few minutes on Saturday morning at 9:45 a.m. I just wanted to make sure you get that because we're getting ready to get into the Word of God, and I don't want you to get so excited. Okay, I'm talking about me. It's me. I'm going to get excited because of the Word, and I don't want you to miss out on your opportunity to hear what we have to talk about on Saturday morning. I'm geared up, I'm primed up, and I'm ready to minister to you in that area. God has given this ministry, the Tree of Agape Life, our churches, a modicum of success where we have been blessed that all of our buildings have been successfully paid for when we went into the door. So we have had an opportunity to taste some levels of success. We are able to buy over 40 houses a year and give them away without any debt to us. We give away some 40 cars a year or more, and we do this to people who need these things. We don't ask for anything from the people except what the Lord has led them to give. We don't even have offerings at our church. At our church, you give in the basket if you choose to, and if you don't, then you'll learn to do it because we know where the blessing comes from. Years ago, I began to invest into the kingdom of God, and God has always blessed me for doing that. So go with me to the Word of God tonight. I want to minister to you for just a little bit of time. Pastor Effie has prayed, and I want you to get into the Word of God. I only got a few minutes to give you a lot of scripture. We're still dealing with the kingdom of God, and we're dealing with it from Matthew 6:33. And the Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." But I want you to, if you would exercise a little faith, go with me up a little bit further to verse number 24. He says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you," and I want you to make sure that you get this in your spirit, "take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than raiment, and the body than raiment, more than meat, and the body than raiment? And then he goes into behold the fowls, and he goes into how he takes care of everybody. Now, I want you to go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You should have your Bibles. You should have your Bibles. 2 Chronicles. If you didn't get your Bibles, go on your phone and Google it. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. And we're going to start at verse number 1, but I'm going to skip around a little bit, and I just want to give you the gist of this scripture here. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of the side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat, and don't you miss it here, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Very, very important scripture tonight. As we deal with Jehoshaphat, we deal with ourselves. You heard me talk to John and talk to him about what he was going through and how God puts us in situations for revelation. He allows us to go through experiences to bring us to God's expectation for our lives. He puts us in a situation for us to understand. And the Bible teaches us, according to Psalms 91 that Brother Dingle read earlier, that he has a special place for those who know his name, whether you're dealing with issues pertaining to people coming against you like a scorpion or shooting arrows at your name or who your reputation is. And he said that there are going to be some that's going to shoot arrows at you, and there are going to be others that's going to talk about you and lie on you. There are going to be others that are just going to be demonic, and they're just going to shoot arrows at you to harm you. But he gave us some promises in Psalms 91 that give us the authority to believe that if I believe in the midst of what I'm going through, I have the ability to come out of this thing on the other side. I want to minister to some people tonight who are going through some things. I want to talk to some people tonight who are in the spirit of doubt or the spirit of worry or the spirit of fear. I want to talk to some selfish people tonight. I want to talk to someone tonight who has been perplexed with their own identity to the place where you can't identify with God. You believe God, but just like John the agnostic, you believe God to the point of what you can do for yourself. But I want you to understand tonight that there comes a place where your situation has been designed to bring you revelation about God. That every one of us have got to go through that place in our lives where we are shaken, where we have come to a place of fear. God never put us in a situation where we could say, well, I've got it all together. I know everything. I never experienced this. I've never experienced that. Everything that we go through, God has allowed it so that we could come out on the other side believing firmly and more deeply in God. I want you to understand tonight that Jehoshaphat, this anointed young king, came to a place where he was buckled because he heard that the armies of his enemies were mounting against him on the other side of a mountain, but yet here he is in small Isle of Judah, and here he is without any ability to fight all of these people and these armies, the armies of Ammon are coming against him. Here he is standing all by himself, and I want you to understand that the first thing he did was he began to pray and he began to fast before God. Sometimes you got to understand that we have misplaced our priority in the process of getting our victory from the Lord. We begin to worry, we begin to fear, we begin to doubt, we begin to feel the chaos of the moment, and we begin to feel constricted and conflicted about what we believe. But God is saying tonight that if you are going to do what I want you to do, you are going to have to get real with God, and you're going to have to get to a place where you believe in God in spite of what it looks like, and you begin to believe in God and trust God, because I'm ministering to somebody tonight who looks at your situation and you are feeling like what you see is what you get. The devil is a liar. I want you to understand that there is a greater place of victory that comes from the belief system of trusting in God and knowing that God will work it out for you the way he has planned it for you. He understands what your feeling. And the Bible teaches us not to worry. He said, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Don't worry about what you're going to drink. Right. Don't worry about your own life, because I got you covered. I got your back. Somebody on here is worried. What is my man doing? What is my woman doing? What is this one doing? Is this one being honorable with me? Is this one being real with me? Listen, the devil is a liar. You're going to have to learn how to trust God, and you're going to have to learn how to give God a praise in the midst of how you are feeling, in the midst of what you're going through, because we read in the scripture that as these armies came around this mountain, the Bible says that Jehoshaphat got to a place where he got before God, and he got before the people, and the Bible said that God told him, this battle is not yours, but it's mine. Because sometimes, it's not every time, but sometimes you're going through something you didn't even earn. Sometimes you're going through something you didn't even sow. Sometimes you're going through something that is painful and you don't even know why you're going through it. You don't have any understanding of why you're going through it. But God wants you to understand tonight that when those times come, when you're going through and you're feeling pain, you're feeling all alone, you're feeling like you don't have anybody else to turn to, God wants you to understand that at that very place is where God is.
Yes.
God is meeting you in the midst of your darkness to create for you a kingdom experience that causes you to elevate and do something and to expand the kingdom of God in your way of thinking and in your way of building, because you can't be part of a kingdom that don't expand. You can't be a part of God and he not expanding. You can't be a part of what God wants to do in your life and you stay dormant and you stay docile and you stay weak and you stay shut in and you stay lied to. The devil is a liar. You got to get to a place where you believe and you trust God in spite of how it feels and in spite of what they said and in spite of how it looks. You're going to have to get to a place in God where your revelation sticks out more than your situation. I believe God because he spoke a word to me. I believe God because he's done some great things before. And look at how they dealt with God. And when they when he went and prayed to God, look at verse 20, verse 6, and I'm almost done. The Bible says that, and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen, and in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee. That's the God you serve. He didn't give you the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. He didn't give you this
Amen.
Spirit to be worried about what you're not going to get and how are you going to make it and what am I going to do next. No, God didn't give you that. God is saying that I gave you the ability to know who I am, and I sent my son so that you can see who I am, so that you can know who I am, and you will have no excuse on the day of judgment because I sent you good examples. I sent you the truth. I sent you my word. I sent you everything you needed to be Christian. I sent you everything you needed to be kingdom. I sent you everything you needed not to be broke, not to be busted and disgusted. I sent you everything you needed so that you could move in the power of God because you say, I believe God. God is saying, hold on. I did not call myself mm-hmm. Jehovah Jireh somewhere. Hold on. Did not call myself Jehovah Sikkenu somewhere else. Did not call myself Jehovah Shalom somewhere. He's saying mm-hmm. here, that I want you to call me by the circumstances in which you're in. When they came out of a situation, they said he was Jehovah Jireh. That means he was their provider. Mm-hmm. Because some of you are worried tonight about your provision. How are you going to make your money this month? How are you going to pay your bills this month? The devil is a liar mm-hmm. because Jehovah yeah. Jireh says, praise him. I want you to understand that some of you are having issues with peace and you're having issues on the inside worrying. The devil is a liar because I know Jehovah Shalom and his name is peace. I want you to understand tonight that you have faith in God for a reason, and you have no reason to have faith in a God that don't move for you. You have no reason to have faith in a God that won't move and do and move mountains for you. You have the ability right inside of you to do what God wants you to do. You have the ability to move in the power of God and strengthen the nation if that's what he called you to do. I want you to understand tonight that this battle is not yours. It's God's. If you give it
Amen.
To him. Because he said, cast your cares on him. He told you,
Hallelujah.
Cast your cares on him. Give him what you can't handle. Give him what you can't tolerate. Give him the enemy that's in your bed. Give him what you're going through. Give him the right to make decisions. And be strong enough that when he says, leave, you leave. Be strong enough to say, I'm going to be obedient to God even if I got to die.
Wow.
Here he says, I want you to go out and fight against this enemy. And look at what Jehoshaphat does.
Mm-hmm.
This is the part of your kingdom authority that you cannot miss. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. This is what he's
yeah.
saying here tonight. He's saying in order for you to defeat your enemies, you have got to know the process of rejuvenation in your faith. You've got to know the authority that you can walk in. You've got to know who you are in Christ. And this is how Jehoshaphat handled it. When the enemy came against Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat didn't call on all the men of war. He said, get the singers. He called on the worshipers, and he told the Levites to get yourselves together and go out there, and they begin to worship God. Don't you understand the part of your process that you've been missing, and the reason that your faith has been dwindled, the reason that we've allowed homosexuality in the church, the reason that churches have become such a place of entertainment? The reason why is because we've missed out on the process and the order. Because I remember in church, I stood in churches, and I still stand in them today, and I still can believe God for the blind to see, for the ears to be open. I can still see cancer being taken out of bodies. I can still see tumors being removed from people's minds and from people's bodies. I can still see when a person changes their heart and they change their mind and they become walking, talking vessels of God. I've seen it. And I want you to understand that when God begins to move in your life and give you his belief system, you can move and you can overcome anything. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible unto God.
Nothing. Wow.
And God wants you to understand tonight, no matter what's facing you, no matter how big the bill is, no matter what the problem is, there is a process that begins with praise.
Wow.
He'll put the rest of it in order. But you've got to start praising him. Why do we praise him? He said that you praise him because of the things that he has done. You worship him because of who he is. So when you put the worshipers out front, they're saying, Abba, Father, oh, great and almighty one, all those great things about, oh, great Jehovah provider, oh, great Jehovah Shalom, oh, great Jehovah Sikanu, oh, great Jehovah Rafika, oh, great Jehovah Rehoboam, oh, great Jehovah. And when you begin to say, oh, a great Emmanuel, and you begin to honor God and say, Lord, you're not some place in heaven that you can't reach me where I am. I am right here, and you are able right now to move in my right now situation. You don't have to move in my life 20 years from now and give me heaven when I die. No, you can give me some breakthrough right now. You can deliver me right here and now. You can move in my situation right now.
Right now. Hallelujah.
And we've been lying on the Lord because we say, he may not come when I want him to come, but he's always right on time. No, sometimes he'll allow a Lazarus situation, and he'll allow you to die. He'll allow the situation to get sneaky. He'll allow the issue to be to a point where you can't do anything, because once you touch it, God won't touch it. Once you try to fix it, God won't fix it. But God is saying that if you don't paint it, I will expend, I will bless, I will extend your faith to the point where you recognize that I am God.
Hallelujah.
As long as you don't try to take over and taint your fear and your doubt and your worry, and you begin to speak those things instead of speaking like Moses spoke. When God said, when he asked God, who am I? Who did you say? Who are you? God says, you go tell him I am that I am. And God wants you to stand on the same authority. You go tell your enemy, I am blessed. I am healed. I am delivered.
Yeah.
I am strong. I am favored. I am blessed. I am the authority of God. I am kingdom authority. I am what God says I am. I don't feel like it. I don't even look like it. But here in this scripture, Jehoshaphat said, obey God and obey his prophet, and you will prosper.
Wow.
And I'm telling you the same thing tonight. Whatever you're going through, put a praise on it. Obey God.
Praise him.
And obey his prophets, and you will prosper. God bless you. Be encouraged everywhere, all over the world. Be encouraged. It's okay. God's got you covered. God bless you, Pastor Hilton.
Wow. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. What a powerful, what an awesome word. Amen. Thank God tonight. Amen. We thank him for the message, and we thank God for the messenger. Hallelujah. And just like he said, put a praise on it. But I came to tell you also that you got to go through whatever you're going through. But when you put that praise on it, it says, Psalms 24 says, I will praise the Lord at all time. I will bless him at all time, and his praises shall forever be on my lips. Thank you, Apostle. Amen. Thank you so much for that awesome and that mighty word. And if you need to hear and if you want to get some more of this, guess what? All you have to do is tune in every Tuesday and every Thursday at 8:30. We're right here, and you can get some more of this good stuff that's going on. Amen. Amen. I also want to share with you, if you want to pay tithe, amen, or you want to plant a seed into the ministry, all you got to do is just email www.bishoprodanielcarter.com. That's www.bishoprodanielcarter.com, or either faithambassador247 @gmail.com. And better than that, if you don't remember all of that, all you got to do is pick up the phone and dial 803-410-2738, Pastor Hilton. 803-410-2738. Again, God bless you. We thank you for your listening tonight, for you finding it not robbery to tune in. And we're looking forward to hearing and for you tuning in on Tuesday and Thursday. And don't forget about Saturday morning. Amen. I love you. God love you. We thank him for the word. And
tell somebody he is wonderful. Now put your preaching voice on. Say he is wonderful. There are a lot of things I could not do for myself, but he did them for me. Tell somebody
this
he
friend?
Is wonderful.
Pastor Hilton, you finished?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. Don't be doing that to my mother again. Watch yourself.
Isaiah said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Look at somebody, say the Everlasting Father. Somebody just holler Wonderful. I told y'all that was the word of the year. Look to your right and your left, say Wonderful. May your week be wonderful. May the rest of your year be wonderful. May your whole life be. Push this point, but is there anybody that has proven himself to be wonderful? Just go to about three people, say he is wonderful. Life.
got to get through these last two songs. But somebody say, wonderful. You got to prophesy to yourself. Say, he's wonderful. Wonderful. We'll be right back.